Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Riding the Storm Out. Today, we're going to talk about earthquakes, blood moons, eclipses. Oh, my. Is this a sign that we're at the end? Stay tuned. Well, thank you for joining us at this week's edition of Riding the Storm Out. Of course, my good friend David Hannon works with me here on throughout the week. Of course, we do our podcast weekly. And David had some videos. We had some conversation. Of course, all the stuff that's going on. And I'll be honest with you, David. I look at all this stuff, and from a eschatological perspective, I always look first at Israel and work my way out from there.
Sure.
So even though we live in Oklahoma, I don't look at the U.S. first. Now, obviously, there are things that are happening here that could cause some concern, but I look primarily at what is going on in the nation of Israel, as if this is actually something that we need to be paying attention to. But it's funny, you know, Cindy and I are traveling this Monday, and I had somebody contact us. They're like, oh, you're not traveling on the eclipse day. Well, yeah, I am. I really haven't worried about it too much. Yeah. We're going to talk about it a little bit today. It could be something. We're going to visit a little bit about it.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about what Scripture has to say, and then hopefully we can either provide some calm or some necessary concern to our listening audience. But go ahead and let's get started. What's the first thing on the agenda?
Well, sure. We're going to talk about the pathway towns of this eclipse that we're going to see on 2024. So if you look at the map, you see the one from 2017, and you also see the one that we're going to experience.
And if you dig right here, there's a big pot of gold, right?
That's right. That's right. X marks the spot. So the thing that's interesting about this eclipse in 2024 is that it actually passes through six cities named Nineveh.
Okay.
And those are Nineveh, Texas, Nineveh, Indiana, Nineveh Township, Ohio, Nineveh, Pennsylvania, Nineveh, New York, and Nineveh, Nova Scotia. Okay. So if you want to look into, prophecy, if you want to make connections to
Jonah with the 40 days, repent or you're going to be destroyed.
Exactly. Okay. So is this X marks the spot for the United States saying it's time for you to turn to God? This is your final warning. I don't know, but, X marks the spot. You know, it makes me, wonder, about what the possibilities are to come. Will this be a catalyst for things to come? But it does say in Luke 21, there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars. So there's a lot of speculation of why we have this giant X over the United States.
Well, it's interesting. What's also interesting is, David, I really don't even remember the eclipse from 2017. I mean, I really didn't pay much attention to it. Honestly, I remember a few years ago, Dr. Hagee came to some additional renown talking about the blood moons. Sure. I really didn't pay much attention to that. Obviously, Joel talks about the tribulation period, the great, terrible day of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And, of course, at the very end, before Jesus returns in his second coming. So I would say not the rapture of the church. Rapture would be 7 years prior to that.
Yeah.
But before the second coming, there at Armageddon and the things that lead up to it over the 7 years of birth pains, 7 years of great tribulation, there will be both natural and supernatural miracles that take place on the planet.
Yeah.
The Bible talks about a third of the seas turning into blood, a third of the fresh water being poisoned, a third of the green grass and being destroyed. And, of course, with Joel and the other books of prophecy, and then even in Matthew and Luke, make reference to it. Of course, Revelation makes reference to it. There will be supernatural cataclysmic signs in the sky that I believe will not be missed. I mean, it's a situation where this is obviously something abnormal.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, the eclipse may be a sign, how they call blood moons. I pay attention to everything.
Yeah.
I'm aware of it. I'm aware of what's going on. And when I consider the number of earthquakes going on around the world today, and the eclipse and all the fuss that's going on.
One in New York today. There's also one that happened recently in the Middle East. Where did it happen? It's off the tip of my tongue. Oh, my goodness.
Well, so you're saying you've got a sharp tongue? Is
that, no.
Okay.
But there was another earthquake recently, too. I mean, it's just happening all over
the world. Well, I remember we had one here in Oklahoma not too long ago that was like near 5. And I've lived in Oklahoma my entire life. I'm 61 now.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been in an earthquake, especially one like at 5 on the Richter scale. So there are some unusual things going on. Does that add in to the fact that we're getting late in the day? Yeah, I think it does. I think these are some additional things for us to be paying attention to.
Oh, yeah.
But quite frankly, the more obvious thing to me is when you look and when you look at prophecy, look at the nation of Israel. What's going on there?
Yeah.
Of course, you know, they'd been outside the land. There had been no nation of Israel for 2,000 years. Now they were back in the land as of 1948. We've had several things where things have escalated, and Christians have thought perhaps the Lord's about to return.
Yep.
Right now, with what's going on in the Middle East and what we are doing, forsaking Israel.
Oh, yeah,
Israel,
they're waiting for an attack from Iran again.
I think things are heating up.
Things are
Of course, the Bible talks about an alliance with Russia, Turkey, and Iran. All three of those countries are certainly in play right now militarily. Yeah. Is this Gog and Magog? It could be.
Yeah.
I mean, the reality is we need to live every day expecting that this could be the day of the Lord's return.
Mm-hmm.
We also need to live every day as if we were going to die of old age at the age of 90.
Sure.
So, when I see stuff like this, I do pay attention to it.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, as I look in Scripture, I pay more attention to what I'm expecting to see in Scripture. And then what I expect to see surrounding the nation of Israel. Mm-hmm. Now, here's some of the things we know. You know, Daniel goes into great detail, and the other books of prophecy go into great detail over that final 7 years,
mm-hmm.
the 70th week of Daniel. Still 7 years where God's going to be focusing on Israel for the birth, rebirth of the kingdom of heaven on earth, where Jesus literally rules and reigns from Jerusalem. And, of course, it describes that as being labor pains. And just like with a woman's pregnancy, you know, it goes over 9 months, but initially there's not much evidence. Then, of course, you start to see some growth. There's some morning sickness and some other things. Then you grow, and of course, there's swelling and bed rest, and you get to the end, and you got labor pains until the labor pains increase in frequency and intensity until the baby delivers. Well, the Scripture uses that to describe the tribulation period. So it is not abnormal to think that there will be events that lead up to the start of that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's going to be like, hey, everything's just great, then all of a sudden we're going to flip a light switch and it's going to go crazy for 7 years. Obviously, I think we're seeing a buildup to that right now.
Yeah.
COVID and the vaccine passport was a dry run in preparation for what will one day be the mark of the beast. Now, I didn't say that COVID, the vaccine passport was the mark of the beast. That is not what I said.
Yeah.
However, when you study about the mark of the beast and you compare it to the vaccine passport, that's the first time that we've really tried to implement some system like that where you can't buy, sell, trade, or do business without this particular identification.
Yeah,
and of course, with central bank digital currency, they're going to be able to control what is spent, the black market, everything. They'll be able to control every facet of your life. I see a 10 kings of Daniel. I see that very much being represented by a group like the World Economic Forum.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when it talks about those kings in Daniel chapter 2, those 10 toes that are 10 kings, it uses the Hebrew word for king, not kingdom.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's on purpose. And I have long said, for probably 15 years, have said that doesn't necessarily those 10, doesn't necessarily have to be 10 nations.
Mm-hmm.
It could be 10 Black Rocks.
Yeah.
It could be 10 mega corporations that reach across national boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But 10 kings, so to speak, that basically are able to, or what they think are going to attempt to, is run the world. So I do see a lot of evidence chapter and verse biblically that we're approaching what we would call the end times.
Mm-hmm.
This could be just something of interest. It could be something where the Lord is trying to draw some attention and say, hey, remember, I'm up here. I'm not kidding. I mean, it is kind of interesting passing over Nineveh. But, you know, I really haven't done a study over what 2017 passed over. I mean, they might have passed over Babylon or something.
Yeah, sure.
You know, who knows?
Well, there's another map right here, and it basically creates the Aleph Tav eclipse and the Exodus. And it is interesting to me. You know, there's all the towns of Nineveh mentioned, we mentioned before. But this X right here, that's where Little Egypt, Illinois is. And so a lot of people are, you know, putting a lot lot of significance in it. This is a hot topic. A lot of people are talking about it. So I just thought it was interesting that you have the clips from 2023, 2024, and 2017 all create this symbol across the United States.
You know, it's funny. You know, of course, Christianity had such a heavy influence on the birth of our country. And you look at the names of some of the cities along the East Coast especially. Mm-hmm. You know, you could see Americans wanting to name their community Shiloh or, I don't know, Bethel or something. Yeah. But who in the world would want to name their community Little Egypt or right. Nazareth or Babylon or something? Hey, what's the name of your city? Mystery Babylon. Hey, that's kind of catchy. And, you know, so I don't know what they were thinking, but it is interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Is it something that I'm laying awake at night losing sleep over? Absolutely not. This could be some sort of an affirmation of what we also see with our eyes. Mm-hmm. I mean, we see a banana republic in Washington, D.C.
Yeah,
sure. We still see political prisoners being held since January the 6th of 2021.
Yeah.
And Tucker Carlson has blown that whole thing out of the water with just what he's revealed.
Yeah.
I mean, we see a president that just turned his back on the nation of Israel. We see, we're on the verge of hyperinflation. We're already battling inflation.
Oh, yeah.
On the verge of hyper. There's a lot of things that concern me about what's going on. And this is, I would say, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the Bible does talk about supernatural signs in the sky. When it talks about stars falling from heaven, I would imagine that would be something like meteors. That's going to be outside the norm.
Yeah.
It talks about the sun being darkened or the moon being darkened or blood. I just have the idea that there's going to be no question that this is God's judgment, that it's supernatural.
Yeah.
Whereas an eclipse, it may be God giving a sign. You know, for example, on the day of Jesus' crucifixion, we know that God turned out the lights at noonday. When you look at the rotation of the moon around the earth and in line with the sun, there shouldn't have been an eclipse that day. That should have been a scientific impossibility. Mm-hmm. So that was not a normal eclipse that day. That was a supernatural event.
Yeah.
God turned out the lights
just
as he did in Egypt, where it talked about being so dark for 3 days that you could literally feel it. I mean, back before when God was releasing Israel from the bondage in Egypt. So I don't think an eclipse is the thing. Like I said, when you look at the earthquakes, you look at the blood moons, it does remind me that we're becoming more and more pagan globally, including the United States of America. We're turning our back on God.
Sure.
So that really concerns me more about God's just judgment than I am about the eclipse. But go ahead. I know we've got some more.
But there's two more things happening that's kind of interest, is that we have a devil's comet that's nearing our Earth. And that's why was it named? You know, it was named the Devil's Comet because it has a horn-shaped celestial body to it. And it was named by a guy called Pons Brooks, Pons Brooks.
Okay.
And they named it the Devil Comet, and it's making its appearance just about the time of this eclipse. Then you have the Red Heifer.
Oh, now you're talking.
Yeah.
The Devil's Comet, interesting. You know, once again, I don't know why anybody would want to name a comet the Devil's Comet. That is interesting when you lay it over the top of some of these other things that are happening. Mm-hmm. Now, the Red Heifer is, to me, that's real and tangible.
Yes.
I mean, when you see that the Middle East right now, of course, for those that dislike President Trump, and I hope you're rethinking that situation. You know, I was in the pharmacy today picking something up. Guy went in there to get another COVID vaccine. And I didn't say anything, but I wanted to. It was like, really? I mean, with all the stuff that's come out now, do you not read any real news? But anyway, but what's going on in the Middle East right now is a powder keg. And when President Trump was in office, he brought about the Abraham Accords. I mean, there literally was peace on the planet for a couple of years there. And he wouldn't be drawn into a war. Remember, we were trying to, the war hawks in Washington, D.C. were trying to convince him he needs to fire rockets into Syria. And he didn't bite on that deal. Mm-hmm. You know, he crushed the Islamic State. He didn't get fed into a war. He dealt with North Korea, dealt with Russia, dealt with all these other countries. And we had peace. Now we're literally on the threshold of World War III. I mean, with what's going on in Ukraine.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
If Ukraine becomes a member of NATO, well, Good luck. That's World War III. We're going to be in the middle of it.
Yeah.
With what's going on, I understand that the president said we don't care about Taiwan anymore. Well, we're on the verge of World War III. That's going to do nothing but just embolden China. But the red heifer is something, and I've been to the Temple Institute in Jerusalem. They have been preparing for a while. I mean, they literally have. They have all the artifacts and implements that they will need to reestablish the sacrificial system. Mm-hmm. When you ask them about the Ark of the Covenant, they just kind of give you a shy smile as if they know something that we don't. Maybe they're just trying to fool us. You know, one theory is that Jeremiah hid it somewhere. There was another theory that I think it was Hezekiah buried it underneath the Temple Mount so that it wouldn't fall into enemy hands. Where that factors in, I don't know. But I do know that they have actually traced and have a line of vested priests. I mean, they vetted them, and they are from the Levitical priesthood. They've checked out their family heritage. Mm-hmm. They qualify. They do have what qualify as red heifers. They are ready to start, sanctifying the location and the materials and reinstitute temple worship. And recognize this, just like when Zerubbabel led the Israelites, that first 50,000 back into Israel after their bondage in Babylon, they immediately built the altar and reestablished the sacrificial system. Before they had rebuilt the temple. I mean, actually, they stopped for about 16 years. They had some delays, and of course, the Bible talks about that in some detail. But you don't have to have the temple built to reinstitute the sacrificial system. Mm-hmm. So they could actually build an altar, I mean, in a day. Yeah. And they've got the heifers. They're ready to get going. In fact, they talk about the sacrifice being outside the gate on the Day of Atonement. It's interesting whether that's going to be north of the city, closer to Golgotha, or there's some conjecture that it's across the Kidron Valley on the Mount of Olives. I have heard from, I consider, reliable sources inside the Promised Land that Israel possesses the land that they need to possess. Mm-hmm. And in fact, and understand that if an Arab sells land to a Jew, he's basically just put a bounty out on his own head.
Yep.
But it was a substantial amount of money. And the land that the Jews deem necessary to begin, they are in possession with. So that, to me, says more than anything that we need to be living a life of expectation. Mm-hmm. The Lord could very well come. In fact, I believe that he will. That doesn't mean it's going to happen. I believe we'll see the Lord's returning in our lifetime just because of all these other things that I've talked about. What's going on in Israel? What's going on with the World Economic Forum? All these pushes towards globalism. Mm-hmm. Their adamant implementation of global government by 2030.
Oh yeah.
They're backing down. I mean, we're going to see a lot with the 2024 election. If Trump is successfully elected, we have a legitimate election, and as he is able to step into office, that is going to push back substantially the global government effort.
Yeah.
It might set him back 50 years, if not more. So, I don't know. I mean, Trump may not get in office because we just may be at that point in time. However, if Trump is not in D.C., after the election, we're finished as a republic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there could be some states, and I still held out hope for states, right? Strong states like Texas and Florida and some of these states, hopefully Oklahoma, to stand up and say, no, we're not. The Constitution is not a suicide pact.
Yeah.
And right now, no one in D.C. is following the Constitution. No. Nothing they're doing is legal or legitimate. No. So if it gets down to it, hopefully some states will say, we're not going over the falls with the rest of you.
Sure.
We're out. We're going to be free. And who knows? Like I said, when you study the Bible, I can't find the United States of America. So I can't find the Declaration of Independence and the free country that the U.S. has been for the last 250 years. I mean, we know it. We've lived it. But I can't identify it in the Bible. So will there be another phase, perhaps a 20 free states that coalesce together and resist the tyranny? I don't know. That's possible as well.
That is real possible.
However, we're certainly getting closer. The signs seem to indicate.
Oh, yeah.
Again, focusing on red heifer, Israel, what's going on there.
Sure.
You know, I've said for years, because the Bible says so, at one point in time, Joel 3, Zechariah 14, Revelation 19 says that all the nations of the world will come together against Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. Now, we've always sat here and say, well, not America. I mean, they're like our 51st state. We'll not come against them. Well, look at us right now. I mean, 2 years ago, I would have agreed with you.
Yeah.
But look at where we're at now. We've got a president that's completely walked back his previous position.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we've got anti-Semitism from coast to coast.
Mm-hmm.
It's the impact of this woke training, this woke communist training in our public education and our university system.
Yeah.
So
okay, let's turn the clock
all right,
back.
Sorry.
It's okay. Let's turn the clock back to 2017. So there was an eclipse. It passed through Kansas City. You know, we saw a little bit of it here in Oklahoma. The National Guard was not called in. And
no.
you mentioned Trump mm-hmm. being elected in
mm-hmm.
November.
Mm-hmm.
Now the National Guard is being called in, and we're going to talk about that just here, just for a second. In a lot of towns in Texas, Oklahoma, and Illinois, where this path, mm-hmm. this total path, is going to occur. So, why is the National Guard being called in when it wasn't in previous years in 2017? Recently, will this be a run of how they can convert us into a police state? I don't know, but here's a news clip from Texas discussing bringing in the National Guard.
We're just 6 weeks away from the total solar eclipse and one central Texas county issuing an emergency declaration. Bell County Judge David Blackburn says the population of 400,000 could triple just days leading up to the eclipse, which could potentially hurt cell service and emergency response times.
Everything from our first responders to our healthcare systems to our fueling stations to our highways to our emergency management stations and more, all of these could be severely strained by the influx of people. And enjoying the eclipse from your yard or porch will be your best and your safest option.
If you're experiencing an emergency in the days leading up to the eclipse, county leaders say it will be more reliable to text 911 instead of calling.
Well, I tell you what probably is more concerning to me is when you stop and think about how many morons are going to go out and stare at the sun and be blinded as a result of this. I will bet you it's in the number of the tens of thousands
mm-hmm.
that weren't taught in school or and aren't aware that you can't go out and stare at this eclipse.
Yeah.
But you do bring up a legitimate warning about police state. We have seen that in every nationalistic, communistic, fascistic country that's ever existed. You know, in Nazi Germany, you had the Gestapo. And what? In Russia, you had the, what was it, the Stasi, what they call them? Anyway, they had the KGB, whatever. I mean, and our founding fathers were absolutely adamant about resisting a standing army.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we never had one. In America, we had a Navy to protect our border, and we had Marines. But we didn't have a standing army. Every state had a militia made mm-hmm. up of every able-bodied man from age 16 to 65. That was the military, and it was that way up until really probably World War I is when we really got away from that model. Now, here's something that I've been watching with some concern. We've seen this emphasis to defund the police for the last 4 or 5 years.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And now we're going to see more and more responses. Well, the federal government is here to come fix St. Louis and come fix Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Now, understand that we've created this problem by defunding the police. The federal government's going to offer to fix it by having a national police force of some sort.
Yeah.
That is a no-go. We cannot do that because mm-hmm. at that point in time, then you will have literally the president's foreign legion or legionnaires here ruling over the own citizenry.
Sure.
So that is something that is a legitimate concern that we need to be aware of. And this could be a dry run, just getting us used to seeing the National Guard activated and seeing tanks out here. You know, I've been in Israel many times. It's not uncommon to see tanks in an mm-hmm. area over here because, I mean, they literally, small country, about a seventh the size of mm-hmm. Oklahoma.
Yeah.
They've got military in place all over just in case they get attacked. Well, we've never really seen that here unless you live close to a military base. But we may start seeing it with the idea to get us used to the idea of seeing jeeps sure. with a 50 caliber on the back of it or tanks rolling around, things of that nature. Well, this is just the new normal.
Yeah.
And we become accustomed to seeing the National Guard being activated.
The thing that's alarming about this is that your average American citizen will just ask the question, why is the National Guard being brought in? And more specifically, in our own state of Oklahoma, in the southeastern part of Oklahoma, in McCurtain County, the CBRN special team is being called in, which deals with chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear events. Mm-hmm. And people are asking why this is happening. Why can't we just bring in, just use our local police? Can't we just self-govern ourselves?
Yeah.
But anyways, so this is the response that we get from our officials. So before you guys all get your drawers in a pinch over the National Guardsman CBRN unit being here, blah, 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 and we'll put this post and zoom it in for you. But this is how they talk to us. We can't even ask legitimate questions. Hey, why is this happening? Well, before you get your drawers in a pinch.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what we're going to do to you. I mean, so you're right. I mean, it just makes you want to speculate. Is this going to be a dry run to see how quickly they can get people to mass into lines, get rid of crowds, or because something is going to happen. If something doesn't happen soon, something's going to happen in November or October.
Absolutely. They're going to ridicule you or shame you to keep you from making a big deal out of anything that you see.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is beginning to do. And you're exactly right, David. Quite frankly, I expect a false flag. Would it surprise me to see some nuclear reaction? And then they blame the MAGA Republicans, and we've got the good thing we have the National Guard out here to be able to contain this.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not buying that. I mean, I know the MAGA Republicans are like you and me. We aren't out here trying to destroy.
And this is the reason why we cannot have a safe election. Is because these MAGA Republican people, just like these people who showed up to view the eclipse, they will cause discourse in our country, and they need to be rid of. And we need to create concentration camps and hold them there.
Get, some re-education camps. And you are on something here, and we're out of time, so we'll close with this. I am expecting something. I'm expecting a false flag of some sort.
Yeah.
We are going to have something. If it looks like Trump will win the election and they can't steal it, I mean, it's by a large enough margin that it can't be stolen. And trust me, they're going to throw everything they can at this because global government is what's on the table right here. Then I do expect us to see some sort of false flag that we have done to ourselves, or we'll be in World War III. Yeah. You know, when you look at what we've just done with Ukraine, going to make them a member of NATO. I mean, that is the dumbest thing. We're breaking our word.
Yeah,
you might as well just say, hey, let's just declare war on Russia. Let's just go ahead and start right now.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, you look at our military, we are not ready to go to war with Russia or China.
Anybody. No.
But they're going to try to bait us in. If they can't steal the election, they'll try to do something to cause us to cancel it, institute martial law. Mm-hmm. So we are living an exciting day.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not terribly concerned about the eclipse, although I'm watching it. I'm more concerned about the red heifer, what we're doing in Israel,
I know, right?
Some of those things. So it does all fit together.
Sure.
Again, my advice to you, don't get your, what was it, your drawers in a wad, is that
yeah, basically.
Over
yeah.
the blood moon or earthquakes or eclipses. But all this stuff together is interesting. When you stack it on top of what we're also seeing
sure.
with the World Economic Forum.
Oh, yeah.
With Biden.
And I'm going to go get prepared. I'm going to go down to Sam's Club, and I'm going to get 50 rolls of packages of
toilet paper.
Yeah. And people are going to watch me go through the line and say, you better grab it before we run out.
Yeah, you take a big cart, have about 10 cases of water on it, 10 rolls of toilet paper. You will create panic right there in Sam's Club. But it's always a good conversation. Hopefully today was informative to you. Again, be aware, watch what's going on, but be more sensitive politically and spiritually. Know what we're supposed to be doing politically to keep the tyrants out of power. Mm-hmm. And then spiritually, I think we are getting closer to the end. Yeah. Obviously, we're getting closer to the end. I mean, are we literally on the threshold? Yeah, I think we possibly could be when I see all of this coming together. Does that concern me? Not in the least. I'm saved. I'm ready to go to heaven. I'm just trying to retain the blessings of liberty for as long as God leaves us here on earth.
Yep.
So thank you, David, for great research and great topics. And thank you for joining us for today's edition of Riding the Storm Out. Until next time, may God bless you.